On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Education is a potential place for compromise in the next two-year state budget. We will talk about Governor Evers' budget proposal with a top state education official. But first, it's our final day of our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Mike Crane. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
We're here to say that listener donations are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And if you've been meaning to give, now is the time because the drive ends at 6 o'clock tonight. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we are here to let you know about listener support, and I'm here right now to tell you we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. It's a generous match from current members, including a member in North Prairie, and it means they will match every dollar you give.
That's right. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support right now on this last day. It's a great opportunity at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Well, you may know that federal and state tax dollars do provide important funding for WPR programs, and those come from listeners like you, but voluntary listener support is actually the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs.
That's right. You make the difference. You make the quality happen, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. You make that all possible because WPR matters to you. Take that step. Make a personal contribution to pay for the programs that you enjoy each day at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
You know how important WPR is to you. It's personally important. It probably is also important for you to know that everyone in the state has access to high-quality information, entertainment, and these wonderful conversations.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. You're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community, the greater community. WPR is listener supported, and that's why your participation is so vital. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the last day of our winter member drive, and we have an exciting drawing. You'll be entered to win $500 to spend at your favorite sporting goods store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you love. Upgrade your outerwear or try a new winter hobby. You'll have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Sporting Goods Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer Kent. I'm here with Mike Crane, and it's your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs that you depend on possible. And so your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And giving to WPR is really easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. A lot of people like to pledge $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day, again and again, in the form of engaging programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And on this last day of the drive, give as generously as you can.
And now is a great time to do that because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect for up to $4,500, matching your gift to, like, one-to-one. So that's twice as much money for WPR. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing. Five, count them, five lucky people will win $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store. No contribution is necessary. See WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And that's a good reason to become a sustainer. And how about doing that right now? It's really easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it is a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you so much. Now we're looking at proposed spending for K-12 schools in the next 2-year state budget. Governor Evers is seeking $1.6 billion in new spending for education. His proposal would put back the state to covering 2/3 of the funding for public school costs. Can Wisconsin go back to a 2/3 funding formula? Are you a teacher or parent? What do you think of the governor's budget proposal for K-12? Conversation is right here. It's 800-642-1234. Conversation at 800-642-1234. Mike Thompson is Deputy State Superintendent of Public Instruction, the second highest state education official at the Department of Public Instruction, DPI. Deputy State Superintendent Thompson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So nearly half of the governor's proposed spending increase for K-12 schools would be earmarked for special education. Why is more state aid needed in this area, considering the increases in the budget from the last budget?
Yeah, well, if you think about this, Kate, special education funding is necessary for mandated services for special needs kids. Rightfully so, we need to serve these kids, and it costs the school districts money to serve and provide the right types of services to these kids. And the state reimburses partial cost of that. And this budget proposal from the governor increases that cost from the state to 45 in the first year of the biennium to 50% in the second year of the biennium. It's important because special education costs have continued to rise over the years. The last biennial budget, we did get an increase, you're correct, but we hadn't had an increase in special education funding for over a decade. It's a large amount of money to fund these types of services, and so it's important to continue to have the state provide more commitment to this funding as we go through the bienniums. This is just another step in that direction from the last biennial budget.
You mentioned that the governor's budget would raise that rate to 50% for currently covering the cost of special ed. It now stands about 29% of eligible costs. Does DPI support changes to which costs are eligible for reimbursement?
Absolutely. We think this is a great move. We proposed also increases in our budget to the governor. He acted on that and actually increased one from our proposal. It's really critical. This additional funding in special education cost really help kids across the system in school district be able to provide services. So it's important for the needs of special ed kids, but it's important for the needs of all kids in a school district that the state steps up and continues to fund more of this cost.
Let's look at general aid, boosting general aid, another big chunk of the governor's proposed increase in K-12 funding. What are the most pressing expenses that this money would help cover?
Well, part of that increasing the general aids and part of the overall governor's budget is really to get back the state back to its commitment of 2/3 state funding. And if you think about it, the state provides financial assistance to school districts for basically two reasons. It to reduce the reliance upon local property tax as a source of revenue for school districts, and also to guarantee that a basic education opportunity is available for all kids. And that's what the governor's proposal does. It gets us back to 2/3 funding, which is important because it equalizes the services that school districts can provide across the state for kids.
So when you look at general aid, what about boosting sparsity aid, aid to struggling rural school districts that are, you know, have students spread out in a very large geographic area? Why don't you target aid specifically in categories like that?
Yeah, well, there is a targeted in that particular, that's considered a categorical aid.
Okay.
And it, in our, we proposed an increase in sparsity aid. It's an increasing the amount of money going to school districts that have enrollment of 745 kids or less, and then have a geographic difference of 10 or more miles. And so we've increased the amount of money that should go into that sparsity aid formula. It really does help to equalize the amount that districts have to spend when they're in these unique situations, when they get this kind of sparsity in distance and small numbers in their district. So we've asked for an increase. We asked actually for an additional tier of eligibility of districts that have up to 1,000 kids. And both of those are contained within the governor's budget and is really a reflection of understanding the unique needs of some of our rural districts.
When you look at the governor's budget, returning the state to covering 2/3 of funding for public schools, you've worked with several governors now. Why is that benchmark the goal? Why is 2/3 so important?
I do believe it helps, as I mentioned earlier, the state to get to its two basic kind of policy goals in providing support to schools. Guarantee that basic education opportunity is available to all kids, and that there's not an over-reliance upon local property tax as a source of revenue for education programs. So it's that commitment by the state to fund an equitable and equal system across the state. So it doesn't make a difference where you live in Wisconsin. You're going to get a quality education. And getting back to 2/3 funding really helps with that overall policy goal.
Mike Thompson is deputy state superintendent, means he's second in command at the state agency that sets policies for our state's K-12 schools, distributes funding. Parents and teachers, let's hear from you. How is your school doing financially? What are its pressing needs? Do you support increasing state aid for English language learners, for transportation, school nutrition programs? What are your top priorities? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead on the State Capitol Report. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're digging into Governor Evers' budget proposal for K-12 schools with reaction from the Deputy State Superintendent of Public Instruction. But now let's get a check on the momentum of our final day of our winter member drive. I'm here with Mike Crane. Hi there, Mike.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And we're here to say your contribution keeps the morning show and all of WPR going strong. $10 a month, $100 a month, every gift, every single one and any amount makes a big difference because the largest share of funding for WPR programs comes from people just like you. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, we have that dollar for dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in North Prairie, and we have just over $3,700 to go. So that's a great time for someone who'd like to give $100 to turn their dollars into $200 because of the match and so on. Take advantage of the match and double your support for WPR when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And perhaps you found yourself thinking about something in a new way after you've heard one of our programs, and that is the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer in this drive, and that's when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card. And here's a nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered into the member drive drawings.
And this could be your lucky drive because now we have a drawing for five people to win $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store. So start your ongoing monthly gifts today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The new WPR water bottle is perfect for staying hydrated throughout the day. At home, running errands, hiking.
I think I would station my WPR water bottle somewhere nearby where I could see it, where it could be inspirational to keep me going through my at-home workout.
It's a great thing for you to take out on a day when you need to keep hydrated.
I would love to add the WPR water bottle to my water bottle collection because I have a really bad habit of leaving my water bottles everywhere I go, so I'm always looking to add a new one.
Ask for your new WPR water bottle when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to fill up, to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane, and your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is, say, $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we are talking about that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. You know, at WPR, you choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. And we suggest some amounts. Here's an idea. How about making a contribution that's the same as you pay per month for Netflix or your cable account?
Or that coffee in your hand, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That dollar-for-dollar match is in effect, and we have about $3,700 left to raise. So give right now, and WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
We heard from Kathleen in Madison, says, I listen almost every day and am now able to donate. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you. And Karen in Verona says, I've wanted to give more to WPR for a while, and the T-shirt prompted me. So Karen and Kathleen, thank you for your support. Join them at WPR.org. And thanks. We are sifting through Governor Evers' second biennial budget and the K-12 initiatives on the table that he wants to advance. The Assembly and Senate now start writing their own version of the budget. 2 years ago, Evers' proposal for education funding ended up being less than half the amount he sought after the legislature trimmed it back. Finalized budget, bear in mind, is due July 1. What are your top funding concerns for K-12? What schools need more state aid? Does your child attend a private or charter school? What help do you seek? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. Deputy State Superintendent Mike Thompson has been second in command at DPI since the Doyle administration, and he stays with us. So, you know, Republican lawmakers have floated proposals that are aimed at pressuring schools to return to classrooms. One would require schools to pay the parents of students learning virtually. Another would use new education funding to reward schools that have been providing in-person instruction. What do you make of these proposals?
I will say this, Kate. School districts over this last year have really tried to provide the best educational opportunity they can during the biggest health disruption we've had in any of our, certainly any time we can all remember. It's been very difficult. Districts have had to try to look at different instructional designs. We all want kids back in school, and we hope that that's coming quickly. But districts have done the best they could, meeting with health officials. This is a health issue, not just an education issue. It impacts education, and it's been difficult. I don't believe in punishing districts for the instructional models they deployed is a good idea. I think this pandemic has exposed many things that we know are the needs of school districts, and this budget, again, tries to address some of those needs. For example, mental health services. The governor's budget really talks about providing more resources for school districts, for more pupil services staff for kids, more mental health training for staff, more connections to kids, to the community providers. This has been a real huge needs of districts for some time. This pandemic has exposed that. It has exposed the need for broadband access for all kids. And this budget actually invests more in broadband than the last three biennial budgets combined. people need access to the internet to be successful in their business and to be successful in school. So districts are, we're coming out, hopefully we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel on this pandemic. And I think our focus has to be, how do we mitigate this disruption in learning for kids, and how do we make sure our school districts, whichever instructional design they have to deploy because of this health issue, that they can do it successfully and help kids learn.
Let's circle back to mental health programs for a moment. Lawmakers have been expanding school mental health for years. What does the state know about their effectiveness at helping students, advance academically?
Yeah, I think the connection between that and academic success is clear and it's evident. And yes, school districts will tell me if you give them $100, they'll spend 90 of it on mental health services for kids, the social emotional well-being of kids. The connection to that aspect of their lives and academic achievement is really clear. And schools have stepped up to the plate, but I think it's recognized across most people in Wisconsin that there is a need. We do need to have more pupil services staff, mental health training. Teachers now that go into the profession really need to understand the social and emotional needs of kids and how to address those in the educational environment. So those are all very important, and I think we need to continue to invest in those resources, because districts will try to meet those needs of kids. And when they don't have the resources to do it, the resources come from some other place.
You know, before last week's primary election, I interviewed here most of the candidates running for state superintendent in the run-up. Several urged the state to increase aid for English language learners. Would the governor's budget accomplish that?
Yes, the governor's budget does do that. It starts that incremental increase for districts with English language learners, and so it does provide increases in those areas as well.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate the time.
Mike Thompson is Deputy State Superintendent of Public Instruction in Wisconsin. Ahead this hour, the State Capitol Report continues with a look at COVID relief legislation on the move. WPR State Capitol Reporter will bring us the latest. Stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at a slate of bills addressing pandemic relief in Wisconsin and what the legislature and governor aim to do. But now let's get up to speed on the progress of the final day of our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Mike Crane. Hi there, Mike.
Good morning.
And we're here to say that it's listener support that is the largest piece of the funding. So your gift now of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you set it at, makes WPR the reliable station that it is, with programs you enjoy every day. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I get excited when we have a dollar-for-dollar match, because it means that maybe people will get in touch and make their contribution even faster than maybe would normally happen. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, another $3,600 to go. It's a great time to donate, because current members, including a member from North Prairie, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reason why, you know, in the last segment of the State Capitol Report, we were talking about school funding in our state over the next couple years and what the priorities are with the state agency that advances public education in our state, distributes funding. These are vital conversations to have on the inner workings of government, on education spending, and you are at the heart of these conversations with your questions, your experiences. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from the morning show.
That's right. It's talk about issues that matter to us here in Wisconsin. WPR is listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Think about what you spend money on every day. The coffee, the takeout, it all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's a news source, a conversation starter for sure, a place that we learn every day. So spend some money on it today with maybe a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you depend on each day. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You know, the day is still young. How about making a difference with barely lifting a finger? Because the phone's right there, isn't it, on the table next to you? Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org, or you can give us a call at 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
And as Mike has been saying, we have match money on the table. Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched, to be doubled. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get in on this match, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And checking on the numbers again, now $2,600 to go to meet that whole dollar-for-dollar match. And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing. Five lucky people will receive $500 to spend at their favorite sporting goods store, as well as doubling their contribution with this dollar-for-dollar match. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for your support. Now the status of pandemic-related bills in the legislature. Governor Evers signed into law last week a bill that cuts taxes for a variety of businesses by hundreds of millions of dollars. Here he is Thursday signing Wisconsin Act 1, the first piece of COVID legislation passed and signed into law since April.
This is a really important bill, and it's a bill that is bipartisan. Bipartisan can happen. When people set aside the things that keep us apart.
Are you a business owner? Did you receive any form of COVID relief or a PPP loan? How are you managing? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here at 800-642-1234. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. She co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. Laurel, welcome back.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So Governor Evers signs this bill that cuts taxes by nearly $500 million for Wisconsin businesses that accepted loans to help get through this pandemic. Which businesses do not pay state income taxes under this law?
So this is for businesses that received those PPP loans as part of coronavirus aid from the federal government, those Paycheck Protection Program loans. This is for the current tax filing. So this would be loans received in 2020. And these are businesses that had to fall into a particular category to be eligible for PPP loans. They had to, with some rare exception, have 500 or fewer employees. So kind of that small business in quotes category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, how would this bill help businesses that continue to deal with the economic struggles that are being caused by the pandemic fallout?
Basically, what it's doing is it's preventing them from having an additional financial burden when the tax season rolls around. What would have happened if this bill hadn't passed is that these businesses that receive these loans would have had to, in some cases, pay income taxes on the loans, and certainly have to pay or not be able to deduct, rather, expenses that they paid out using loan money. The deductions was a bigger chunk this time around in this proposal. This is something lawmakers took up in April of last year as well for that first round of loans and some of the income taxes. So essentially, folks were pushing back and saying, look, this is aid that these businesses got from the federal government. We shouldn't be, you know, slapping a tax bill on them and having them pay money out for aid that they received when they were struggling with, you know, the effects of the pandemic, fewer customers.
So this bill that benefits Wisconsin businesses that took the PPP loans, this was the first Evers has signed in 10 months. Is that notable?
It absolutely is. And it's not for lack of conversations about other proposals. We know that a bill that's broadly addressing the coronavirus pandemic in Wisconsin is sort of continuing to ping pong back and forth between the state assembly and Senate. Not as tangibly these days. We actually had a bill that was moving back and forth and back and forth between the chambers and then was eventually vetoed by Governor Evers. It's kind of back in negotiation stages now. Lawmakers and the governor have expressed interest on, you know, getting coronavirus aid writ large and responses into state law, but they just haven't been able to agree on that. That was something that they wanted to be Assembly Bill 1, Act 1 of the new session that started in January, and they just weren't able to accomplish that.
So getting back to this bill signed Thursday, in addition to waiving the taxes for businesses, what else does this do?
So it's kind of interesting, Kate. This bill was initially envisioned as an update of state tax law to align it with other federal policies. These tax breaks for the PPP loans are already in place in federal law. It would have done a huge number of other things related to taxes, just kind of a Department of Revenue cleanup bill. So it's got a lot of proposals. Those other things lumped together cost the state about $121 million over the next 3 years. The PPP change is about $420 million. Those other tax changes, some of them are just incredibly wonky, but some things that are a little bit easier to grasp are things like deductions for medical insurance for people who are self-employed, deductions for economic injury disaster loans, things like that.
We're talking about legislation circulating at the Capitol, specifically related to COVID aid, with Laurel White. She's Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. You can join in. What questions do you have about where lawmakers stand and how to address COVID? What do you want to ask our State Capitol reporter? Join in at 800-642-1234. Laurel, let's look at the unemployment program. Republican lawmakers proposed upgrades to the unemployment system. Can you tell us where this proposal stands?
So this proposal is something that lawmakers and the governor have been talking about for quite a long time as well. And what's going on here is that, you know, the governor called a special session of the legislature early last month to take up changes to the unemployment system in Wisconsin. This is something that hasn't been successfully updated for several decades. It's a system that was built, the technology behind it, in the 1970s. And a lot of folks have been pointing to this, you know, kind of archaic is the word that a lot of folks use, system, as the reason for a lot of delays in paying out unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. We know that that has been a real challenge for a number of people across the state. Some folks have waited for months and months to get unemployment aid during the pandemic. So the solution here from the Capitol is we need to update this system, but Democrats and Republicans aren't really in agreement about exactly how to move forward on that. So Governor Evers wants to allocate about $80 million, 79.5 in the state budget to start this process of updating the system. Republicans say that they want a more concrete price tag, an actual bid from a company that can do the work before they authorize the spending. So what they're doing is advancing through the legislature a bill that kind of starts the process but doesn't fund it. It directs the Department of Workforce Development to begin looking for potential contractors to put out that request for proposals and to begin doing the updates by June of this year, and then actually come back to the legislature and ask for state money once they have a clearer price tag and also have exhausted any federal money that they can get for the upgrades.
Yeah, and DWD Secretary Designee Amy Pahatchik estimated the state would need $500,000 for a consultant and to draft a request for proposals. So, you know, this is a sizable chunk of money.
Right. And that was really the push and pull. So this proposal passed out of the State Budget Committee last week. And when Secretary Designee Pahacek testified, she said, you know, we really can't begin the process as you want us to get those concrete numbers of how much this is going to cost without having a little bit of money up front to draft the request for proposals, to have a consultant on board to make sure that we're kicking off the process appropriately and that everything is in that request that needs to be in that request. The pushback from Republican lawmakers to that point is, well, you should be able to find money somewhere in your budget or find money from federal coronavirus aid to get you through that step. Get through that step and come back to us and we'll provide you some money.
Okay, so that's kind of something we just have to watch and wait to see what happens. One other item to look at: on Friday, the governor signed a bill expanding who can give COVID vaccinations. What will this do?
So this is all part of the plan to expand access to vaccines. Obviously, vaccine availability supply is a very big challenge in Wisconsin, and this doesn't address that concern, but it does broaden who is able to give the shots when we have them. So under this plan, which the governor signed, pharmacy technicians and pharmacy students in some cases would be able to give the vaccine as well, to just kind of expand that workforce. Those groups, the pharmacy techs and the students, would have to meet certain requirements, whether that's licensure or the number of hours of coursework that they've done. They have to be certified in CPR, for example, in order to give those vaccines. But really, this is just kind of part of the state response to get as many boots on the ground in distribution as possible.
You know, with covering the state capitol, so many moving parts and so much legislation, especially in session, what are you watching for in the coming week? What should we keep an eye on?
Well, we're really getting into the height of the legislative session right now. The governor gave his budget address, so we're going to see the budget process really begin in earnest. Those debates back and forth between the Republican-controlled legislature and the governor unveiled a big budget, a 10% spending increase for the state, a lot of proposals that have been on a Democratic wish list for a while. So we're going to see how Republicans respond to that. That's kind of the big ticket item, is the budget. And then, of course, there are going to be other proposals that crop up this session. And we're going to get into that phase where bills are just going to kind of start flying.
And you're just kind of running to catch them here and there with your colleague, Sean Johnson. Laurel, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. She co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. Stay with us. There is more conversation ahead here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. I hope you can stay with us for a children's book author and publisher on how to celebrate Black History Month through literature. Now it is the final day, final push of our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Mike Crane, and your gift of any amount makes a big difference. Oh, are you there, Mike? I'm not hearing Mike, but I can say that listener support is the largest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Muted my microphone. You know how that goes.
Yeah, in the era of COVID and the muted microphones. Go ahead.
Yes. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that means your support funds this program as well as all the other WPR shows you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we still have match money left. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in North Prairie. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 to $200. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, we're more than halfway to that match of $4,500, but there's still more to go. So now is a great time to be in touch. And, you know, just thinking of what we've heard in the last little while, it's been great to hear from our Capitol reporter, Laurel White. Sometimes we hear from Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. And, you know, they do a ton of learning, and it's so evident in what we heard from Laurel today. And they do that on our behalf, and then they share it in ways we can understand. And it helps us to be better and more knowledgeable citizens. And I know that's something that is the kind of conversation you count on from the morning show.
The fact is, WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And get your WPR water bottle while you're at that. The stainless steel water bottle is perfect for everyday use or your next outdoor adventure. Support the programs you value and show off your love for WPR. It starts with your gift of $20 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. When I was a student, I wasn't in a position then to be a donor to very many things that I cared about. Wisconsin Public Radio is the central way to get a broad education on a whole lot of different topics in a non-threatening, often entertaining way. It's such an inexpensive thing when you think of how much good you get from it and how much you hope other people who aren't in a position to donate are getting from it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. And right now, with our match currently going, your donation will be doubled. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. Your support during this winter member drive, it makes the WPR programs that you depend on possible. So your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Now is the time to choose because you can make your dollars go twice as far with our dollar-for-dollar match. It's up to $4,500, and there's maybe, let's see, about $1,500 to go, so you'll make a big difference. It's a great time to donate, thanks to a member in North Prairie and others. It will double every dollar you give. So do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. And whether you've been listening for years, maybe you started as a backseat listener, or maybe just found us in the last few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
So if you've never given before, how about starting with a gift of $120? Or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, and you'll really be making a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, I like to be specific. Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. We have about $401 left to raise of this match. $401, that is exact. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
Show your support for WPR and ask for the new WPR water bottle. It's a WPR logo front and center, so you can show off your support with every sip. Yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kelsey in Madison says, I listen almost every day, guys. Kelsey, thank you so much. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org, and thank you for your support.